Time now for another installment in our occasional series, Here's the Thing, where Julian Clancy uncovers the stories behind objects on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Tonight, he's looking at a vintage poster for a fondly remembered Dublin nightclub.
Jim Fitzpatrick is an artist and activist whose work can be seen in the Little Museum of Dublin. You might recognise his iconic graphic of Che Guevara from 1961, or his album artwork for Thin Lizzy from the 70s. But up there on the wall, there's also a striking silver poster from a legendary Dublin nightclub that's long since disappeared. It was called Elizabeth's.
Elizabeth was just a part of my life at the time. That Friday nights, myself and my ex-wife ended up in Elizabeth's and we had the best time you could imagine, you know. Swinging was the word.
Swinging.
Now, while today, Leeson Street is full of late nightclubs and drinking spots, Elizabeth's was the very first.
Because it was so different and because we were children of the 60s, children of the revolution as we thought, it seemed pretty radical.
Elizabeth's was owned and run by Morris Boland, who named the club after his business partner, one of Ireland's most iconic fashion models at the time, Liz Holaby.
She was on the Late Late Show, that's how famous she was, and she's a fabulous, unassuming person.
In 1969, Jim was a full-on hippie, mad into his music, long flowing hair, and butterflies sewn into his jeans. But he was also an art director for an advertising agency. Jim was asked to create something wild for the inside of Elizabeth's. And so he let his imagination run riot.
By the time they got me involved, I was looking at a basement and we gutted it and Alan Willoughby built a whole thing with chicken wire and plaster, magnificent kind of moving, flowing kind of environment. And so it was built like a womb. It was exciting for its time. It was wild for Dublin, you know.
At the back of the club was a huge mural of Liz Holaby's beautiful face in black outline set against a dreamy circle. It was that same image that Jim used to create the poster for Elizabeth's. But today, only a few of them still exist.
The Club Elizabeth poster is essentially Liz Willoughby's face. But the problem was people nicked them left, right and centre, you know what I mean? Because the actual poster was silver foil, which was kind of radical. Nobody had seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
There was no bands or live music in Elizabeth's. Instead, a partially hidden DJ played records from a booth while the crowds danced on the tiny dance floor. Apart from the unique style and look, Elizabeth's also had something else that no other club in Ireland had at the time, a wine license. Morris, the owner, discovered that if you served food, even late at night, you were also allowed to sell wine. Wine wasn't as popular as it is today, so it was a bit of an acquired taste.
It was like drinking methylated spirits. Honest to God, it was that bad.
But despite this, the place was usually packed. Late-night sessions attracted the attention of the local Gardaí, and over the years, Elizabeth's was raided so often that they installed a light inside the nightclub to warn customers whenever the guards showed up outside.
They had this thing that they'd hold the guards off long enough for Morris even would come out and everybody would get up and we all shoved the glasses in the kitchen or under the counter or something like that and we'd be sitting there with a glass of water like idiots, you know. Because it was after hours drinking and that was illegal, but God almighty, none of us wanted to go home at 12 o'clock, you know.
Elizabeth's happened during an interesting time in Dublin. Sean Lamass had opened up the country's economy. Young people were beginning to stay in Dublin as opposed to emigrating. And you had places like the Dandelion Market opening up the city centre for young creative people. And it felt like the rest of Ireland was on the cusp of something big.
But in ourselves, we wanted a break from the old Ireland. And Club Elizabeth is just symptomatic of that break. I mean, Nell McCafferty was a regular there, people like that. And June Levine certainly was, you know, Rosita Sweetman. These were all the founders of the feminist movement in Ireland, you know.
But then the troubles happened.
Now, you have to remember all this came to a crashing end in 1973 after the Dublin bombs of 72. Now, there were plenty of nightclubs. Zhivago's, where the gang goes, and the place out in Stillorgan, Flamingos. But they were big general nightclubs, not intimate small little places. It was not safe.
Jim stopped going to Elizabeth's following the bombings. Eventually, the hippies were replaced by a new generation of nightclub goers. Auctioneers and property tycoons mixing with the likes of politicians like Senator Ted Kennedy or even the Taoiseach, Charles Haughey. But for Jim Fitzpatrick, it was those early years, the more innocent ones at the club, that defined Elizabeth's for him.
It was innovative and it was exciting and inspiring. You met fellow thinkers, souls like yourself. Mostly people who just wanted to have a bit of fun, that's all. It wasn't a big political event. But it was all people of a like mind, all rejecting these antiquated teachings that we were being lumbered with.
Elizabeth's closed in 1978, but it sparked an explosion of nightclubs on Leeson Street that's still being felt today. Today, Jim's silver foil poster of Elizabeth's hangs proudly in the Little Museum of Dublin. They represent a very special time for their creator, Jim Fitzpatrick.
If I look back at that time, my life was one of the best times of a life anybody could ever have, you know? It was fun.
And Julian Clancy was reporting there. He was speaking to artist and activist Jim Fitzpatrick about his memories of the much-loved Dublin night spot Club Elizabeth on Leeson Street. Here's the Thing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.